Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're certainly glad you could join us. We're pleased and privileged that you take time out of your day to come here, and we'd like you to share what we do. And we have John Wayne with us, and it's been a few weeks since we've had John on, and he always has interesting and timely stuff. But before we go to John, we need to do a few timely things ourselves. One, I agree with Dane Wigington. He had the best line I have heard. Soon, the only food you'll have access to is the food within your home. And you really, really, really need to get storable food. I can't tell you how close to time is running out. I've been besieged with railroad workers contacting me. They say they think this strike is over. They think they imposed settlement. Think again. And they have control. They can slow walk everything, or they can just say, hey, try to find us. We won't even be in our homes. Come arrest us, please. So, yeah, you need your storable food, folks, because I don't know how much longer you can get it. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day because you're eating to survive. That's good. And listen, here's the best part of this. They haven't raised prices. In fact, they have a $250 off sale on a 3-month emergency kit. I recommend you get more than that. You can order in increments of 3 months. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have water. And one of the stories we're going to talk about tonight is grid down. And if the grid goes down for very long, you're going to be scavenging for water. How's your water filtration? If you don't know if you have the best out there so you don't die of waterborne illness, which is the leading cause of death after the fifth day of a crisis, well, then maybe you should consider the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. They haven't raised prices either. They are the best in the business. They published their research. You can see they are number one, and they have a sale going on as well. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. So you get the food, foodwithdave.com. You get the water, waterwithdave.com. And very quickly here, because you'll hear ads through this if you're listening on any of our digital systems. But Noble Gold, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for almost 4 years now. And I became a customer because I saw how much my audience said, these guys are great. They'll diversify you. They'll save your 401k. They will save your IRA. They won't let you be vulnerable to the banks. They'll minimize all your losses. All you got to do is learn how to diversify. They're the best in the business. Now, I have to say this, FTC. Funny they didn't give us this warning with the with FTX. But the FTC makes me say this. Past earnings are no endorsement of future earnings, no guarantee. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, anytime you make an investment, there's a risk. Yeah, like putting your money in the bank. Not to minimize the FTC warning, but it's funny how it's, let's put it this way. It's dichotomous. Anyway, how do you get to Noble Gold? Send for the information packet, but you'll have to call them because they are trained not to pressure. The information packet can be had by going to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. And that's who sponsors the Common Sense Show for this hour with our friend, John Wayne. And is it that John Wayne? Oh, no. He's been gone for a long time. This John Wayne, I don't know, what do you call him? A patriot? A fighter for the Constitution? And he's a damn good broadcaster. And we're going to talk about that before he goes. John, welcome to the show. We got a lot to unpack.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and trying to just keep an eyeball on everything going on and ear on the other stuff that, you know, you can't keep an eye on is,
yeah, really,
it's really a trick.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard of this substations or over here, well, over there, Moore County, North Carolina? Have you heard of this?
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, you know, nobody has ever come out with the narrative, but I mean, you can find it on Twitter why this incident has occurred. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, it's a travesty, right? I mean, people that rely on CPAPs and anything else that electricity provides to keep somebody alive, well, that's not good when you shut that off. But for the reasoning behind why this power was knocked out, it's because there was going to be a drag queen story time hour or whatever you want to call it. And somebody, I guess, took it upon themselves to say enough is enough. You know,
I got to tell you, John, I'm suspect of that story.
Right. I mean, it could be used, you know. I mean, somebody, can, you know, they can jump create this narrative and then move it in one direction or the other. But if it proves to be very true, I mean, you know, I mean, all heroes don't wear capes, Dave.
Okay, I'm in agreement with you. There's a grid down. I've confirmed that since you sent me that material. But do I trust their narrative that, hey, it's someone from the right that did it to save the first graders from learning about oral sex from drag queens? No, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced.
Well, we know that they've had this plan. Like, operations like this have been planned for a long time. And it's part of something known as gray terror.
Mm-hmm. No. Exactly. Thank you. You pulled the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. In fact, if I were a betting man without quantifiable data on that point, I would say this is what they're doing. This is lead up to a false flag, big false flag.
Right. Well, I mean, this is kind of like what took place over there in, was it Colorado? The Q bar, right? Q mm-hmm. bar of all places. You know, obviously we see that they've got a narrative and they've got an agenda to try and raise as much turmoil between any groups of populations within this country. And they're stopping at nothing to do it. You know, I mean, my goodness, there's so many different ways to branch off and go all over the place. I mean, there's so many things to talk about, in other words. You know, anything specifically on your mind that you've kind of picked up on over here lately, or...
One thing I'm wondering is, have you been able to determine, John, how extensive the damage is to that grid in the Carolina?
You know, from what I've seen, I saw that there was a grid out counter thing, and it said that there was 35,000 people that were out of power in one area, but there was, you know, even more people out of power, you know, in different areas. But I mean, is that the same cause? I don't know. But I mean, 35,000 people, that's quite a few people, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. you know, to be out of electricity. And then especially during this time of year.
Yeah. You know, the other thing they've done, and it kind of parallels this, Biden has taken the air marshals off of flights, which protect against terrorism, and he's assigned them to border duty to transport illegal aliens.
Idiot.
Yeah, but a lot of people are, and I agree with this, that we're more vulnerable to another 9/11 now. Now, I'm not saying the 9/11 scenario the government puts forward is true. What I'm saying is, could planes be commandeered, hijacked, and attacked in the air where they might not be if an air marshal was there? Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, there was an incident just over the past few days where a plane was, you know, held up on ground, thank God, I believe. With a man with a box knife. Can you believe that? It's always a man with a box knife. No, I mean, we can see these government operations from 5,000 miles away because they don't ever switch up their plays. They run the same damn play back to back.
Was that guy's name Ray Epps? Yeah, that's a tongue-in-cheek comment, Ray. Sit down. Right. But we know what you did at the Capitol. We got you on tape. So your name, Ray, becomes a euphemism for infiltration and false flag attacks.
Right, you know, and speaking of the January 6th thing, Donald Trump came out the other day and said, hey, we went past socialism. We went straight to communism. So, I mean, and interestingly enough, I just want to just throw this out there, Dave. What is the color of the communists?
Red.
It's red. Now, what is the color of the Democratic Party?
Blue.
Okay. What's the color of the Republican Party?
Red.
Right.
Did I pass my first grade coloring quiz? Do I get a coloring book now?
Yes, you get a coloring book, a star, and a good pat on the back. But, I mean, but what I'm getting at, though, I mean, it's just to see all of this for what it is and just kind of get a better, I don't know, I see things maybe differently than other people. I mean, if the communist color is red, you know, I think the Republicans could change their color to something different other than using red. But is it not that maybe they are also the communists? That everybody's the communists?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Do you mind if I digress just for a second?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I make this point as often as I can whenever I broadcast. But, you know, the Democrats, everybody knows this, paid $39 million of FTX money. I have good, on good authority here, too, that the Pentagon, you know, which is missing 60% of our budget went and failed its fifth audit, mm-hmm. that some of that money got commingled with the FTX money. So taxpayer money supporting the Democratic Party. But that's not all. That's not a listen to this, and this is to your point. Mitch McConnell, the GOP head of the Senate, who sabotaged the races of eight America First senators, and he's a hardcore liberal on the payroll of China. His wife's parents run the CCP's sixth largest sports. Mitch McConnell got $2.5 million of FTX money. So did McCarthy, Speaker of the House, or soon to be Speaker of the House, you would think. Rona McDaniel of the RNC. And then let's go local in Maricopa County, okay, where my home is. Bill Gates, former student of mine, knew him well after high school, too. He is in a super PAC to get rid of First America First People. And the county clerk and recorder, the guys who obfuscated and sabotaged the election in Maricopa County, and that's the belief of thousands of people who are disenfranchised and didn't get to vote because of their sheer incompetence, but I think it was planned incompetence. But anyway, these people also are part of the Republican establishment, and there's a filter-down effect. And even the mayor of Phoenix, she was trained by Klaus Schwab in the Young Global Leaders Program with the WEF, World Economic Forum. So they're just one big, fat, happy family trying to destroy populism, because that's what they're doing. And it's Republicans attacking Republicans, but it's Republicans on the take. So that's my digression, John, but that's what's going on. So let's put it this way. The money that controls the DNC and the Democrats down the line is the same money that controls the RNC and sabotaging Trump-sponsored America First candidates.
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, during this election where you're at, there were three aircraft in the air all night.
I know.
Circling overhead, running either Dirtbox, Stingray, or other man-in-the-middle material. You know what I mean? So,
well, let me ask you a question, because you bring up something different, and I have a really good source. I can't say her name, first name even, her husband's ex-intelligence, but she sends me these airplane reports, and she sends me their technology, okay? And mm-hmm. I don't ask embarrassing questions, because obviously she has to be very covert for obvious reasons. But what we know is that these machines that failed in the Maricopa County election, they're not interconnected. They report their tabulations to the same source, but they're not connected to each other. So how do you have, and the number is now 50%, 50% of the voting machines / tabulators, how do you have them go down at 7 a.m., 14 hours after they were allegedly checked, and they're not connected to each other, and they're in heavy Republican areas?
Well, like I said, man in the middle interceptions, and you know what
you think
they
it's
can...
okay. What I said to Ernie Hancock today, and he's filed lawsuits on voter fraud since the 90s, but what I said to Ernie Hancock today on my TV show, I said, Ernie, do you think it's a frequency thing that caused these machines to fail? Are you saying from the plane, John, this is where I was headed with this comment, are you saying that it's a frequency emitted from the planes that interfere in the functionality of these machines?
It could absolutely be that, or just like I was saying, you know, the man in the middle kind of like aspect where, you know, the tallies are put in the machine. They go to the overhead aircraft circling overhead, and then they manipulate it up there and then send it back down.
Oh, boy, that makes sense. You know, this is something, John, I don't know. Do you know about the court rulings in the 2020 election in Maricopa County?
No, I do not believe
okay.
so.
I think you might be onto something. In 2020, there was a big fiasco with the election codes. I uncovered it. Liz Harris uncovered it. I had some election center chieftains, they were in charge, complain to me, and they said, Dave, obviously, I got to be covert, but they didn't even know each other was reporting, and I got three of these out of about, I don't know, 200 and something. And they said, we were never given the election codes. And I said, why is that important? And I asked all three of them the same question. And they said, because we can tabulate where these votes went, where they were counted, where they're housed. And she said, the she's kept kind of narrowed down. There weren't very many males that were in charge of, mostly female. And they told me, to a person that they went to court, the audit team did, and they got two separate court orders to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, Bill Gates, and then that supervisor chief then was Jack Sellers, Mr. Chi Com Jack. He's got Chinese connections up the yin yang. But he, they refused to honor these judicial orders. And then Mark Brnovich, the attorney general, came along. This is probably about 8 months after the election. He said, "You will honor these court orders, or the county will have all their funds shut off from the state." So now there's three legal rulings. Now Mark Brnovich faded in the corner because then he was running for the Senate. Yeah, interesting how he just dropped the ball and they never took any money. But there were three legal orders for these supervisors to give up the election codes, and they lied. They should be held in contempt of court, and they should be going to jail. And
Because I mean, you know, the whole reason is because it didn't show exactly where they went
yeah, there you
and
go.
how,
See, what you just said tells me a lot. And not only that, how about the 2022 midterm now? I said today to Ernie, I can't believe we got this synchronicity here. Said Ernie, for these machines to go down, these unconnected machines in mass at the same time, could it have been a direct frequency attack? And I said like a DDoS, but electrical frequency. And he said, "I have no idea, but it makes sense." And you're kind of leading me to that thought again here with the story about these airplanes circling, and I know I have the maps.
Are you familiar, with Sting Bo Dirt Box and Stingray technology?
I know about frequency modulation can hamper or enhance the functionality of electronics. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, kind of to a point, but like what this was next was basically developed to do is it's developed to intercept a signal and then, be able to listen in. I mean, kind of that's what in your dirt box, if you think about it, you're sweeping up all the dirt. Stingray, I mean, what they do is they have their own, they basically c create their own communications tower, if you would, like a Wi-Fi tower. And then they're able to connect middle, that would be the middleman, this airplane in the sky circling all night, to back and forth as these votes are coming in on these machines. That information is being shot up to the plane in the sky, shot over to somewhere else, a ground location, and then they're manipulating the data there, sending it back to the Stingray or Dirt Box, then back into the machines, is what I'm getting at.
No, I agree. I'm right now because you're hitting me with this kind of caught me off guard, but your thinking is outstanding. And I'm scrolling through. Oh, I have it here. Yes, I do. I have it here. I'm going through old email. Interesting. This individual sent me this stuff December 1st, December 2nd. Also November 29th. And they have I don't want to say too much here because I don't want to open up identification, because
Right, I hear
I
you.
know there's a family connection with high level intelligence, and I don't want to blow it.
But nonetheless,
Yeah.
all night that night on the 2022 midterms there in Phoenix, there were three planes circling all night long
I'm looking at the
overhead.
flight patterns right now. Do you know it's kind of funny? This individual sent me these plane paths when I had broke the story in May of 2021, and I said, "Here are the five ways that the 2020 election was stolen in Maricopa County." And Liz Harris was doing awesome work on canvassing and finding. She found 96,000 ghost voters, all voted Democratic in Maricopa County. And between what she did and my five, it was really easy to piece together what happened. Now, here's what's interesting about this. When I published this article, my colleagues like Sarah Westall got called by people loosely connected to the audit team, but I think were there to manage the outcome, if you know what I mean. And they called 13 of my colleagues, and they said things like, "If you keep supporting Dave Hodges, you're gonna lose all credibility, and no one's gonna come to you, and you'll find yourself one day not being able to get on the internet. Oh. And these comments were made to people like Sarah Westall. Now, Paul Preston got the worst one. He got a phone call because he had had me on his radio show to talk about it, and he ran my article. And Paul got a call and said, "You keep promoting this Hodges character, and he could end up getting you killed." That's a true story.
Well, you
That's
know,
how
I
serious
mean,
they are about
yeah.
carrying this out.
Well, there, I mean, you know, it just goes to show. I mean, look at what happened to Seth Rich. And that was all over election material and stuff that was, you know, dirt that they didn't want to get out. You know, they killed him because he was going to go out and speak.
Well, he was defending Bernie Sanders' turf, and you know it's what's ironic. I wish Seth would have just been quiet, because it was, gosh, 3 or 4 months later that the Stanford study came out, and it was in the it was about the primaries, and when the voting machines were used, the exit polling completely reflected the final voter count, and Bernie Sanders won every race. When the election machines were used in 13 states, the exit polls were not reliable, way beyond the margin of error in terms of being wrong, and Hillary Clinton won every one of those. And this is what Seth Rich knew, and this is
Right.
what he was trying to get out. And I wished he would have just been quiet, because the Stanford study said it all. Now, it's kind of interesting. The Stanford study in the mainstream media didn't see the light of day. And now, by the way, they have scrubbed it. I've got a hard copy on my website, but they scrubbed it just because it told the narrative that they didn't want told, that you cheat with voting machines.
You know, and what we've also come to know also, Dave, is a lot of this stuff, China is, you know, doing. You know, I mean, they have technology and they're able to manipulate things too in real time. I mean, especially if we have sitting in there running the country, purport, you know, quote unquote loose quotes, you know, and
I can mention
but
that, let me just mention this guy's name, Chris Kitsie. He said this openly on my TV show, so I can go ahead and blow the whistle. Chris has a really interesting background, and I'm going to leave it at that, because I probably know things that I probably shouldn't say publicly about what who he has worked for and so forth. But Chris came on my TV show and said, "Yeah, the votes, Dave, were all counted in China." And we discussed. I said, "Well, then that's why they had to hide the election codes." He goes, "Exactly." So
you know, and
we've had
then,
cross confirmation on this.
so then that means that they'd have to be inter, you know, somehow involved with the aircraft overhead all night, you know. So, you know, the thing, I mean, I haven't done it, but it would be interesting to do would be to go to find these three aircraft, their tail numbers, and then try to do a backtrace through the flight number on it, you know, like N, you know, every airplane has a number like N7682 or something like that, you know. And see who owns it, who's owned it prior, you know, and if there's any connections that can, you know, be cross-correlated between each other. You know, like the Chinese, man, I'm gonna tell you,
No,
they're up to some
I'm gonna
crazy
drop a
stuff.
bomb. I'm gonna drop a bomb on you here, John,
Go for it.
because you're right on the money. But I'm gonna tell you, you're not gonna get anything from the tail fin numbers anymore, and I'll tell you why. I think I'm one of the reasons why, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. But when I was helping Stacy Lynn, this is, gosh, going back 10 years now or longer, and she was the victim of child abduction by CPS and and a judge. And she did nothing wrong, wasn't charged with anything, did nothing wrong, but she was an anti-Agenda 21 activist in Fort Collins, Colorado. So I began to investigate the people around silencing Stacy Lynn and who would benefit. And we followed tail fin numbers of some people, and we made some damning discoveries with, let's say, associates of JonBenet Ramsey's family. You remember the young child that was sexually molested and murdered, and then daddy is accused of trying to cover it up. That crowd there, the crowd that really took Colorado over for blue liberalism, and we made hay with tail fin numbers, traced it to child trafficking in Amsterdam. I'm not making this up. This is absolutely a fact, validated on my website. Most of it we can prove in a court of law. The part we can't, I had to leave out. But I'll just say this: eyes would pop out of your head because we're talking about associates of Obama at the time and also affiliates of George Soros.
Well,
And
yeah.
this was what really the money behind the propelling of Colorado into a deep blue state. So the tail fin numbers were used. And I even had a contact in the Mexican Justice Department help me with it because it was international. It was guns to Mexico. Oh, Fast and Furious. And you think it ended with Eric Holder? It did not. And then children back to Del Rio, Texas, Arizona, California. And I'm talking trafficking now. Okay? So, you've seen too about how the CIA has been implicated in child trafficking internationally into the United States. You've seen that come out with Project Veritas, right?
Absolutely,
Okay,
yes.
this is what I'm talking about. This is what James O'Keefe has found in Project Veritas is the next step from what we were doing back in the Stacey Lynn days.
You know, I mean, how everything is and how it's all, come to, fruition to see what we all see and what we all know now. You know, isn't it funny, Elon Musk and Twitter and the Twitter files, how, well, by goodness, guess who was involved in trying, manipulating and swaying the masses? Oh, that's right, the DNC and the, Federal Bureau of Investigation and the CIA, right? So we're fighting a monolithic mega monolithic machine of full-on tyranny, and you have Fauci coming out there the other day and saying, well, we were trying to use the Chinese model. Dave, have you seen what the Chinese model is? Have you? And it's absolutely over the top.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're talking about the quote, I believe, from Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset man. He said, as far as building a new world order, he said, China is the model. Is that the quote you're referring to?
Well, he said it too, but yeah, absolutely. And to see what they're doing, the white suits or the white coats or whatever you want to call
Oh, I just did a podcast on that. Go ahead, tell the audience what you're talking about with the white coats out of
them.
China. Go ahead.
So, I mean, they've got everybody so mind washed over there, or to the point that if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be dragged off. And you're going to be put, God only knows where they'll put you. I would assure you and assume it's not good, a good position or a good place. So anybody that, quote unquote, tests positive for COVID-19, of which there is no such thing, believe me here, they are dragging them out of their homes, beating them, And, there's videos to all of this. I mean, if I could throw out our station's
Please, yeah,
Twitter
a great
handle.
station. Go ahead.
Let me pull it up here so I can actually just look at it instead of trying, there we go. Okay. Yeah. Go to twitter.com, obviously Twitter, and then it would be /freedom_slips. And you'll see all kinds of material there. Some of the very first videos, like as I'm currently doing this broadcast right now, Dave is showing China and people lined up down the street, the Chinese model standing in the snow waiting to get their PCR test. And it's gone even further and crazier than that, Dave. So
Can we spend a minute there? I think you have really hit something very, very,
absolutely.
very. Okay, what you're referring to is what the Chinese call the big whites. That's what it literally translates into English as. And the big whites, they've done two things now. In the early days of COVID, they were the ones in places like Shanghai that would go and nail people in their buildings. And eventually they'd starve to death. And remember, we heard the stories about people jumping, 15 flights to their death. And it's because of the pain of starvation. And that was the big whites. But it got worse. It got worse. Now they are like the secret police of the media, of social credit. So now they're monitoring social media and they look for the most minute things. They show up at the person's house. And they beat the ever-living crap out of them in front of their kids. Sometimes they beat their kids in front of the parents. I'm serious. It's gone both ways. I've interviewed people from Epoch Times on this. We have talked about this. In fact, I interviewed Nan Su from the Epoch Times last week on our radio. And to a person, these people who are from China, know people in China, are saying that the big whites now are just brutal. Like these leadership people for the protests against the lockdowns, the big whites are paying they and their families visits, and they're disappearing. And
Yeah,
it's
oh,
so,
absolutely.
well,
Yeah.
let me make this point, and then I'll throw it back to you. Merrick Garland is a big white. And I'll just give you one example. And this is only one of many. Because, like, if you pray in front of an abortion center, the FBI is going to kick your door down and come in with guns drawn and point them at your kids' heads. Now, this is what happened to Sharona Bishop. Sharona lives in Colorado, and I interviewed her telephonically and wrote an article about it. And Sharona had the FBI kick her Colorado home door in. They came in, pointed guns at their heads. They didn't enter with a warrant. They manhandled their teenage daughter. They stole all of their electronics, and they still haven't received satisfaction. And that's big white treatment. That's what the big whites do in China. Merrick Garland, this is really interesting too. I've said this a lot on YouTube, but I'm surprised how many people just don't even have heard of this. Merrick Garland's son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education, which owns a lot of the objectionable material going into schools in the elementary years, the young years, the primary years. And the DOJ regulations and the law says you cannot be involved in any case that involves your family or close friends. Well, he's clearly violated that. He's abused the Constitution to do it. This is an impeachable offense. He's a big white. However, when the DOJ is filled with nothing but communists, and that's and your president is owned by China because he's the big guy, where do you go for justice? You don't have any.
No, you don't. And I mean, another video from our Twitter page, it says here, people storm a children's vax center in New York only to find it's entirely run by Chinese people. Imagine that. So we've got some big white activity there in New York City.
Yeah, well, the Chinese are putting police stations in a lot of our cities now.
Well, I'm
You
going to
didn't
tell
know
you one
that?
thing. You sure?
Yeah, they've done it
Well,
in Canada
yeah.
for years. They got military in British Columbia, in the native land, and but they have police stations throughout Canada, and they're now putting them in the United States. And they say they're looking for dissident Chinese who've escaped to America. And I bet that is one of their goals, because they'll find the whistleblowers and kill them. But they're here for a lot more than that.
Right. I mean, it's funny to bring that up because not only is it the Chinese that are having police stations, remember now we have Sharia police in New York City and the big cities, especially up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, too, as well. So, I mean, our country's full on under attack, and it's through so many different vectors. And something I'm seeing on a daily basis now, Dave, are just absolutely over the top, insane videos of people either committing suicide by cop, holding a serrated object, or just outright the criminality is through the roof. I mean, all of this stuff going on is fitting together because they've got a plan. And I swear to God, one of their plans is to literally turn this country inside out with internal strife and conflict. And
Right.
they're stopping at nothing to
I
accomplish
think it
that.
goes farther than that too. They're eliminating the dissident resistance because mass death is about to follow. There's a pattern that nations follow when they get overthrown and they go through a regime change to totalitarianism. First, you have to eliminate free speech. Pretty much done. And they've enforced free speech prohibitions through cancel culture. You lose your job and so forth and so on. Lose your bank account, can't use all kinds of social media, including PayPal and so forth. So you have that. And then the second thing they do is, well, you first need to realize they believe they're right in what they're doing. They believe in their cause like it's a religion. But then the next thing that they do is they purge the dissidents who might threaten the civil order they've created, because people don't want their stuff stolen. They don't want to be hauled out of their homes at 3 a.m. like the Gestapo did. So that's what's going. That this is the stage we're entering now in our country. Sharona Bishop was just at the forefront of this. How about the pastors that pray, don't do anything else? They're on public access sidewalks, and then the FBI shows up at their homes and takes them to jail.
Well, I mean, Satan is alive and well on planet Earth, and all this stuff we're seeing is part of that. You know, I mean, speaking of, you know, control and all this and that, I mean, the situation down in Mexico with the cartels is insane.
Well, the cartels are in control of the border, and I'm...
I wouldn't doubt, Dave, if they're in control of certain parts and the aspect of our deep, you know, government, you know, our deep state government, you know.
Well, we know that they own Biden, and we know why. And you've got Mitch McConnell. I mean, he's Chi Com Senior.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi's driver, you know, for years.
Yeah, a Chinese spy for 20 years. Yeah, exactly. You have all these Chinese connections with top corporates, too, and as well as Congress. The Chinese have learned how to overthrow a nation without firing a shot, and that's basically what's happened. They've done the same thing in Australia. You know, I mentioned Jack Sellers earlier as the chairman of the Maricopa County Board in 2020, and the chief architect behind hiding the election codes from the authorities and the court orders. And I researched Jack Sellers, but I got to hand it to the Gateway Pundit. I found Jack Sellers was a sellout to Communist China, but the Gateway Pundit nailed it to the nth power. All of our state universities in Arizona have strong ties to China. They influence the curriculum. Then you have the sister cities approach. Instead of being sister cities with Mexico cities like we used to be, it's now Chinese cities. And then these government, local government programs belong to something called MAG. It's called the Maricopa Association of Governments, and it's all the city governments and town councils and the county, and they all get together and they do stuff with China. And I'll leave you with this final thought on this topic. When Governor Doug Ducey was speaking to the National Governors Association in 2017, he said, "Oh, we just love China, love them to death." Now, they had taken his failing ice cream business and made him a multimillionaire. Okay, keep that in mind. And then he went on to say in the same speech, "The Chinese deal with us and we give them rare earth minerals." Okay, what does that mean? And he said, "They need them for their military and we're happy to oblige." That was printed, that's printed in several Chinese to English translations, including the South China newspaper. But there's no question he said it. No question.
Our country has been usurped. It's been taken over, and it's being run by foreign national powers. You know, and I mean, look, I want to tell everybody, I'm a very happy person. I'm never going to do anything myself.
You're not suicidal, John?
I'm just stating the facts. No, absolutely not. I'm just stating the facts and the truth as to the things that are going on, you know. I mean, for instance, I mean, what about this death wave, Dave, and all these people dropping dead?
100,000 in excess of expected is what the life insurance companies are saying.
My God. I mean,
it's
insane.
Per month.
You know, and I mean, in the insurance companies don't have money to do the payouts for any of that, you know?
That's why you can believe them, because this is counterproductive to their business.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I'm going to tell you, somebody, and you know, the people that are making the money is the morticians. And they're seeing some extremely crazy stuff. Have you seen that Stu Peters video, Died Suddenly?
I have, and but then unfortunately I went back to finish watching it. It was gone. Yes, I have seen the bulk of it. But I've been hearing these etiology reports, you know, when people do the autopsies and so forth about the coagulated mm-hmm. blood, the clots that run throughout the whole body. It can bind your intestines. It can block your heart.
And not only that, but when they pull these out of the veins, they actually begin to expand and grow on their own. Over time, like over a night or two in a jar.
Do you think it's a living organism?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. It's a weaponized parasite. You know, this is biological warfare. This is the 22nd, what is it, 2022, whatever the hell you want to say. This is modern warfare is what we're seeing. You know, it's the same thing as the blankets with plague spread on them to give to the Indians and such.
Well, I'll tell you, it goes farther, though. Are you familiar with the old TV series starring Richard Dean Anderson called Stargate SG-1?
Yes, somewhat. Yes.
Okay, I've seen every episode. I was a connoisseur. I thought it was the best sci-fi I'd ever seen. In the show, they have humans that were taken from this planet and then enslaved from ancient times and spread throughout the galaxy. and they're infected with a parasite that's a living, breathing, intelligent being, and they give the person longevity, good health, but they lose free will and they dominate the personality. And I've come to look at the vaccine in kind of the same way. An infection of an infiltrating parasite. Because let me tell you what I'm seeing. Since the vaccine has been offered, now I'm just speculating, okay, and I've asked some of my fellow therapists, people actually even went to, I did my training with mental health to be a therapist. I've asked some of them to look into this and see what they can find out. One is now a psychiatrist. And I said, I believe that what we're seeing here is what would drive us to the streets with a major testosterone reaction, anger, just whipping up the fight or flight mechanism from our brain, acetylcholine, adrenaline, testosterone, all running through the veins, getting people to pick up the pitchforks and get in the streets over all the BS that's going on, okay? And I think you have to agree with me. Having lived through the past, 20, 30, 40 years ago, John, if this stuff was going on, there would have been riots. There would have
Oh,
been,
absolutely.
the government wouldn't have been able to hide, and you wouldn't have been able to contain the population. Just look at the old Vietnam War clips of the protests, 1968 Democratic National Convention. And they were basically protesting Iraq and Afghanistan, only it was Vietnam then. Okay, minor by what's going on today. I'm not minimizing the wars. I'm just saying, compared to the impact on the nation, lifestyle, inflation, all this other stuff, it was minor. But today, people know. They know about the voter fraud. In Maricopa County, I mean, you can't but help know because it's everywhere. It's in your face. But no one, there's some that went and spoke publicly at the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. But they don't do anything. It's like they've been anesthetized to be passive. So here's what I've asked people to research. So those of you who are doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists listening to this, I think this is worthy of research. Does the vaccine inhibit the fight or flight mechanism for any length of time? In other words, people, and so when you have a normal fight or flight, like someone jumps out of the closet and scares the hell out of you, okay, you're going to have elevated autonomic nervous system response for about 20 minutes. But when you're really pissed off, and then you have reminders of being pissed off, it just goes on and on and on. And that stress over the long time is not good for your body. It actually can cause your body to start breaking down. But I would think right now, given what's going on, energy's out of control, Biden is doing everything to America. I mean, everything is against Americans right now. I would think people would be in the streets just rampaging. And I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying, given our past history and what explains it, I think it's the vaccines.
I think so.
That's the Hodges hypothesis.
And I believe you're right. It's another form, is another way for them to keep people docile, or literally control them as if they were, what is it, hackable humans? Is what Yuval Noah Harari
Oh,
calls them.
yeah.
So,
Oh, good. That's a great
no.
comment, John. That's a great comment because that's exactly what he said. He said free will is a thing of the past. All human beings are hackable. And that phrase really describes my hypothesis. I didn't even think of that when you said that's very good.
Well, that's what, that's what they're doing, and to the nth degree of what they want to do with this technology, I mean, it's truly beyond draconian. I mean, literally, they will control every single minute, waking, breathing hour of your day and night, continuously, nonstop. And this goes into that patent that Bill Gates had. What was it? WO 20 20 06 06 06. How to read a person's body movement through the ether. So I mean it was one aspect of it. You get paid for how much you move on the job you're doing. Let's say you're moving boxes from one line to another line. How many turn times you twist and turn and move, how many boxes a day is going to depend on how much you make. That's one aspect of this. See, so the one thing I really want, Dave, is a homo superior is what they're calling it, right? It's no longer going to be homo sapien. It's going to be homo superior. Now, my big question is, what is the common denominator between the people that are dying and the people that are living? And not only that, but the babies that are dying and the babies that are being born, all with the involved of this death jab, the shot. You know, I mean, we can call it a billion different things. But what is the common denominator? Why are some living and why are some dying? Which is, you know, what is the, you know, I guess that's all I can say. The common denominator. What is it, Dave? You know?
Well, what I do know about the vaccines that were proffered early on, they came from different batches. And we know the fatalities are more geographically distributed than any other factor that you can measure. Mm-hmm. So there is a correlation there. You can't say cause and effect, but you can say there's a relationship between geography and mortality post-vaccine. The problem is death is usually multifactorial, and to just say it's the vaccine is not really accurate, because if you have comorbid conditions, you're going to be much more prone to being right. killed by the vaccine. So I can't just say it's a one-to-one, hey, we got you, we can prove it. But the correlation is very interesting. And what I suspect they're doing now with the new vaccines that are killing so many athletes with heart attacks, I bet it's, let's put it this way, I think there's different batches. And I bet if we researched it, we'd find a geographic component to it. But it might be too early to determine that. And this would parallel what they seem to have done in 2020, and I have to speak in speculative terms because we're only talking about correlation, and the bad right. thing about using correlations for research conclusions is the relationship can be spurious, in other words, coincidental.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing I see and I find interesting and timely is the, you know, the 46 biological weapons labs in Ukraine studying the Slavic genome, you know, and the Slavic genome alone, you know, I mean, that, so... Where are, you know, so obviously that work's being done on that end. So where was the work being done on the end that's affecting the United States? Oh, that's right. Wuhan, China. And the bioweapons labs there.
I have an intermediary connecting point there. Okay. In 2014, I reported that Devin Archer and Hunter Biden on Air Force Two transferred a biological component to Wuhan. And I didn't know this, but Paul Preston actually found that that was true too. And he researched it. And within 18 months, the entire six-man crew was dead. And I don't think that's a coincidence. Paul didn't either. And it's my belief now, I didn't call the biological transport COVID. Okay, I had no idea what it was, but I just said my information is it's a pathogen because of the way it was transported. And then kill off all the witnesses, they stop talking, we stop getting information. But I believe Hunter Biden was a transfer agent right. through Burisma yeah. and Rosemont Seneca. And my belief is furthered by fact, John.
Well, it does say he is a bag man.
So. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. But let me tell you what Obama did in 2016, in January of 2016. This is when attention was really being drawn to Ukraine. And this is when people first started looking at Burisma and Rosemont Seneca. And so the Justice Department and Obama brought over Ukrainian prosecutors who would be working on that Burisma, Rosemont Seneca cases. Mm-hmm. And I have the itineraries. I have the hotels. I have who the speakers were, what department, federal agency they're from. I even have their flight numbers, their final flight came out of Hamburg, Germany, and they landed in Washington, D.C., and they went to various hotels. And here was the thing that was baffling to me, and I didn't know where this was going in 2016 when I came across this information on Scribd, and now Scribd has been scrubbed, but I have the hard copies. And that's what I tell all people, when you do research, make sure you print it out and save it, because they do erase it when it comes to light.
That's right.
Here was the purpose of what they did. They told these prosecutors, we want you to prosecute, but you don't want to ensnare American politicians or their family members, say like a Paul Pelosi Jr., Mitt right. Romney, Hunter Biden. You get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so to say that we're just speaking in speculation here is not accurate, because there's a reason why Obama did this. They were covering up American connections to the biolabs. There's no question.
Yep, that's right.
No question whatsoever.
You know, there's so many things, Dave, over the years that I've called, and there's things that I've missed. I mean, we all miss a few things here and there, but to be right about so many things so many times, you know, I mean, there, you know, I just to see everything for what it is now. I mean, it's is this the conspiracy that's so monstrous nobody can believe it exists? You know, that we that you know because obviously there's they've got more plans, right? Like I said, I think one of the final plans is this Homo superior, a superior human race. I mean, and then you got Elon Musk wanting to put chips or, you know, hardware in a person's head. You know, I mean, I'm just going to say it again. I mean, I really think Elon Musk is a very good candidate for being the Antichrist, for the things that he wants to do or he's involved in and working with. You know, and on top of it, I mean, he's got high connections within Space Force, right? So, but I don't know. I mean, where do you think, I don't know, where do you see all of this heading, Dave? Where is everything, I guess, what is going to be the grand crescendo, I guess, if you would?
That's something Doug Thornton, former DHS, and I talk about all the time. I think, well, first of all, Biden's purpose and the purpose of the collaborators that run the parties, their purpose is to take down America. That's why they're going after populist candidates that defend the Constitution. So that's one thing I would say. But where are they going? The destruction of the United States. Ronald Reagan once said America is the last bastion of freedom, and he was correct, but we're no longer a bastion of freedom. You have to take down the US if you want all nations under your control. You can't have one outlier that has all the nuclear, most of the nuclear weapons, all the military power, all the economic power. You can't have that kind of nation hanging out there, because then you don't have a new world order. You have a new world order
Right.
plus the United States, which could challenge it.
You know, when this is, you know, look at the demographic war that's taking place, you know, the
Yeah.
complete inversion of the demographics here in this country,
Well,
you know.
let me tell you where it's going, though. The Democrats are under pressure, and they're the vehicle of control for the globalists. But they're in trouble. The fewest number of black voters voted in the midterm election ever. And it's because they're betrayed by the Democratic Party. They weren't able to pull the trigger on Republican candidates, but now there's a 2-year window to make that shift. Hispanics, in large part, have already made that shift. And if blacks shift to the other side, the Republicans know their reign of terror is over, because they can only fix elections by so much. The thinking is,
Right.
my old congressman, he's my congressman now, Paul Gosar. He told me once at a convention in 2018, they account for 15 to 20% cheat rate from the Democrats. And I would say, from what I've seen in these elections,
I'd say 78 to 95,
that's a
personally.
pretty good approximation. Well, they have to measure how many votes they need, and then they bring them in at the midnight hour. That's typical. So yeah, it's a real issue. We've covered a lot of territory here. I think the end result is what we're both alluding to. Is you better become aware so you can plan for the takedown of the United States. Tell people how they can listen to your show.
Yeah, folks, I do a broadcast every Saturday. It's kind of been a little bit hit and miss lately, just life incursions. But every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, Studio A at revolution.radio or freedomslips.com.
Yeah, and what was that Twitter outlet again for Freedom Slips?
Yeah, it's Twitter, you know, twitter.com/freedomslips. Freedoms underscore slips. Sorry about that. Twitter.com/freedoms_slips. All
Yeah.
kinds of stuff on there. I mean, it should, if people aren't really aware or are aware to things to the degree, you need to check that site out, because you're going to become a whole lot more aware of other things going on that you were totally unaware of.
Well, yeah, you're, oh boy, You have a great network. I've been on some of your group discussions with your panelists who are talk show hosts at your network, and I was extremely impressed with their sophistication level. I know they're articulate and intelligent, but their command of the information collectively, that was some of the best radio I've ever participated in. It was really good. So one more time, people are saying scramble. Oh, Dave, that sounds really good. Say it again. We got about 15 seconds. Tell people how to get to you.
Every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, revolution.radio, or freedomslips.com.
Beautiful. Well, John, always good stuff. We're not going to have to let so much water go under the bridge again to get you back on, because we've posed a lot of issues. And I'm telling you, folks, America is under judgment. We need to bend the knee to Jesus. That's the only way out of this. Because we can't vote our ways out, because the other side controls the elections, and that's just a fact of life. Hey, John,
absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Everybody else, we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Take care. God bless.
Godspeed.